I'm Jamie Seeker, and this is What It Takes. Each episode, I sit down with real business owners to talk about their journey, the wins, the challenges, and everything in between. Let's dive in.
Hey there, and welcome back to Business Owners Tell All. This is What It Takes, where we sit down with entrepreneurs who've built real businesses, the wins, the faceplants, and the lessons that they've learned along the way. Today's guest is someone who's mastered the art of professional reinvention and brought leadership to every table that he sat at. We're talking to Hank Dallum, the CEO of NetGain Technologies, a managed IT and cybersecurity firm based in Lexington, Kentucky. Hank didn't start in tech. He began his career as a U.S. Army infantry officer and then led operations in the equipment rental industry before taking the helm at NetGain, a company that's helping businesses across the Southeast and Midwest secure their systems and scale with confidence. But today, we're narrowing in on something specific, HR and team building in the tech space. Because let's be real, you can't deliver great IT service without great people. And hiring in this field is tough. Hank knows what it takes to find, retain, and develop the kind of talent that keeps clients secure and systems running. So let's get into it. Welcome, Hank.
Thank you. You've done this before.
I have. Have you done this before? Is this your first time?
I've done a few.
Okay, great, great. So we're all veterans here. Let's start at the beginning. You didn't come from IT originally. What drew you to NetGain, and how did you approach stepping into leadership into a brand new industry?
LinkedIn, obviously, and that's how everyone gets into the business.
yes, definitely.
No kidding, I found the job on LinkedIn. But yeah, so I mean, I have a non-traditional, non-technical background. So I have the military side of it. Before I joined the Army, I worked for a congressman on Capitol Hill and also worked in renewable energy commercialization at the Department of Energy. Joined the Army, got out. Then went to the dark side of energy and worked for an oil and gas company in Texas. Then basically got my MBA, learned about entrepreneurship through acquisition, started it's called a search fund. It's a PE-backed fund. Find a business to buy, grow it, sell it. That's where I got into the PE space. And then so sold the company and wanted to make my wife not take a fourth bar exam, a fourth state. So we moved back to Kentucky. Close to family and found this job on LinkedIn. I've been here for 3.5 years.
Well, that was sweet of you to not make her have to do that.
It was so sweet of her to take three.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In case she watches this.
So let's talk about hiring in tech, especially cybersecurity. It's notoriously competitive. So what's your overall strategy for like attracting and retaining top talent at NetGain?
It's very, very difficult. What we try to do is we try to grow from within. But I mean, you've got to get the right people in the right seat, which is the hardest thing ever. And a lot of people say that, but it really, really matters, especially when you have basically everyone in the company is client facing. So you have, you need engineers that can talk like humans to humans on the other side of the phone. And so you need a very diverse skill set for what you're hiring for. So not rushing to fill the roles, but also growing from within and having a strong kind of coaching, mentoring mentality of the different levels under the organization.
Yeah, that's really good. And in a service-based business like yours, I think client experience depends almost entirely on your people. So that matters. How do you ensure you're hiring not just technical skills, but the right personalities and culture fits and stuff like that, because it is so competitive?
I mean, what we've tried to do, which, like I said, it's easier said than done, but we hire, like, you can learn any skill, I feel like, but hiring for the culture of the company is way more important in the long term. So just hiring someone that you know can grow and develop into the role with the right coaching and the right table stakes for kind of our core values fit is way more important.
And if anybody's
a lot further with clients. I mean, this is a commoditized business too, let's be honest. So
yeah,
when like we win off of being like just the best service providers. That's what we do. And so we charge a little bit more, but it's that going that extra step for the client representing is a hard trait to sort out on the front end.
It really is.
But if what we've done is we've modeled, it's like, what are our five best employees in these different roles? And like, how do we recreate said person in the job application process? Like, how do we sort this out and look for these traits? And that's helped us a lot.
Yeah. And if anybody's ever listened to this podcast at all, you've heard us say it time and time again, hire for the values and train up for the skills, because those are the things that people can learn. But who you are and what you value, what motivates you, your job fit, your personality, how you work, that kind of stuff, that's just ingrained in us, right? And I think at the end of the day, they can change over time, but for the most part, they're much slower moving when it comes to that growth. So yeah, I love that approach. And what's been your biggest hiring or HR-related challenge since joining on with NetGain, and how did you solve it, or are you still solving it currently?
I don't think there's any way to fully solve it, honestly. we just get a little bit better every day. And we take the approach of, like, you know, we have exit interviews, so we just try to get better on how we retain great talent. And I mean, I don't think there's a silver bullet there, but, you know, treat people like they should be treated, and they're a part of the family, and trying to help them, coach them along the way. I don't know. It builds trust within the organization and seems to be working.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's talk about that development. Do you guys have a good onboarding process? Like, once somebody joins your team, what does that journey look like throughout their career path there, from like being onboarded, starting date, to moving on and retaining them if you're able to?
Sure. I mean, that's one thing that it started a little bit before I got here, but we've dialed it in quite a bit. And that's one of the, so after 60 days of a new employee coming on board, after they've, you know, drank through the water hose, the fire hose, I sit down with all employees. I'm like, what could we have done better? What was the onboarding like? What was the whole hiring process? Because there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than like showing up day one, not knowing where the bathroom is, not having a computer, you know, just the whole experience starting a new position is daunting. And so our HR team has done a great job in making that as smooth and seamless as possible, with touch points along the way. Managers have certain things that they're supposed to do 2, week 3. And so the feedback that we've gotten back from our employees is, they know, they're surprised that they have KPIs and they have targets and they know what their day is going to look like. And that sounds weird, but everything was there for them. The support system's there for them, but just having that structure, we do EOS as well, and having that kind of that structure behind us has been super helpful. But it's been well received by our employees, and I always tell them, it's one of the first things I ask them after that first 60 days is, you have fresh eyes on a business. Tell me if something's dumb. Something's dumb. You've got fresh eyes. Tell me why it's dumb and let's fix it. Because, I mean, when you've been here for 3 years or 15 years or 25 years, you start forgetting what dumb looks like. So I'm like, yeah, just tell me if something's dumb, please. Because I'm not the smartest person in the room. Do that on purpose, but try to surround myself with folks that are a lot smarter than me.
Yeah, I think that's a really good approach. And also just getting perspective, right? And sometimes we get stuck in doing things that we do it because we've just always done it. And there may have been a really great reason for doing it that way when we started it, but why we still do it that way, nobody knows. So I think that's really good to do those self-checks and touch bases with them. So which one are you? Are you the visionary? Are you the integrator? What role do you play in that?
I always joke, and my employees probably won't like this, but like, my job is to make the nerds, the engineers, and the jocks, which are the sales folks, make them work together to provide the best client experience that we can.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you're building, I was just going to say, like, you're a team builder. So you're building teams across multiple regions as well. How do you maintain alignment, company culture, you know, all that kind of stuff, helping the nerds get along with the jocks when you're spread out like that geographically as well?
It's very difficult. EOS has helped. We implemented that about 2 years ago. So that's helped provide structure around it. So we're in 6 cities across 5 states, mostly in the Southeast. But HR tries their best to have team building events, and we have client appreciation and employee appreciation events that we try to tie a lot of our quarterly and annual planning events to. So I have to travel a lot to get to said regions, but we do what we can. But it is very difficult.
That's good. Well, what's one HR or people strategy that you've adopted that might surprise other tech leaders? Something that's maybe like unconventional in your space that has worked really well for you and your team?
So we brought a new HR or VP of People Ops on last year. And so each month she comes up with some awesome idea, like a Harry Potter themed scavenger hunt.
I think it's kind of an equalizer too, for like, it doesn't matter what you do or what type of personality you are, whether you're in sales, whether you're on the IT side. I do feel like there's a lot of common ground in a lot of those, like, you know, doing those kinds of activities, especially if they, you know, all like the same thing. So I think that's a really great equalizer.
Yeah. I mean, I think the common ground theme is the most important. Like, you're a jock, you're a nerd, whatever. Like, this is what I do. This is what you do. This is what I do that impacts what you do. And this is what you do that impacts what I do. I'm trying to get those people together in a room. And so they can actually know the person that is talking to across state lines is very helpful.
So yeah,
we spend a little more money than we'd like to trying to get them same place at the same time, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah. And you have your military background and experience across industries, right? So how have your views on leadership, team building, that kind of stuff, how's that evolved over time?
I feel like everyone's different, right? We've all got our own strengths, our own weaknesses, and we're all motivated by different things. So trying to, definitely something I learned in the military, what motivates your soldier might be explaining why, or this is why we're doing this. And then some might be motivated just by get up, go, boom, target, here's your target. And so being able to have a leadership style that is adaptive to different personalities and different ways that all of us receive and process information is a skill set that's hard to teach. I fumble through it and learn the hard way.
Well, I think that's probably why you got to your hiring philosophy, right? Is because you see if you have people with certain skill sets or just demeanor, personality, that kind of stuff, that shared values, it's a lot easier to train them up on what to do and how to do it and, you know, put them in the right role. So I think it's really good experience to, you know, have that kind of perspective, being through what you've been through, seeing all types of different people, right? So
it takes all kinds of kinds.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, we like to ask the same question to end the show, and everybody has a different answer for it. So I'm just going to ask you, in your words, what does it really take to be a business owner today in this day and age? Maybe whether it's in your industry or anywhere else, there's some common things and themes that I've heard from other people that really resonate. So what does that look like with you?
I mean, I would say, first off, be humble. Realize that you don't have all the right answers, and anyone that expects you to is wrong. Surrounding yourself with the right team, people that do have the right answers, is super important. Probably the most important thing. Building systems, having processes in place to kind of navigate those what ifs is very important. And asking a bunch of really dumb questions. Like, ask my team. They probably think I'm very simple, I am from Kentucky, but I just ask a bunch of really dumb questions, and asking the right questions, especially with clients, gets you to yes or no a lot faster.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. That was seriously insightful, Hank. Thanks for breaking it all down. It's one thing, I think, to talk about leadership or business in theory, right? But it's a whole nother thing to hear how it actually plays out. So especially in like a tech business where people are and performance are pretty much everything, right? Like mistakes are a lot more noticeable there. And like you said, it's a highly competitive industry when it comes to recruiting and things like that. So for listeners out there, whether you're in tech or not, I hope you caught the bigger picture here that hiring, culture, leadership, it's not just HR things, they're growth things. So if you're looking to connect with Hank or his company, Hank, where can they find you?
Online, netgainit.com. We have a podcast also, Breaching the Boardroom. It's fantastic. It's a leadership podcast.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. But they've done a great job with some really great guests. That's and then, of course, LinkedIn, Hank Dallum.
All right. Where, sounds good.
Well, LinkedIn says my name is.
There, yep, whatever it happens to be at that moment. Well, we've learned from this podcast that there's some good things on LinkedIn. You looking for a job? I've
That's right.
gotten a job on LinkedIn. It's been a really great tool. So, hey, this is not sponsored by LinkedIn. We just happen to use that as a tool. So thanks again for listening to Business Owners Tell All. This is what it takes. And we will be back soon with another founder, another journey, another unfiltered look about what it takes. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Seeker Solution. Are you a business owner feeling overwhelmed? We can help. Head over to seekersolution.com to schedule a call today. Would you or someone you know like to be featured on this podcast? Our applications are now open. Apply today at seekersolution.com and click on the podcast link to get started.